All right, what's good? We back. Episode 19 of the Minor Reese podcast. You know I got my niggas with me, Jerron, Derek.
Yo.
We running late tonight. It's pretty much midnight where I'm at, you know. Only because we was waiting on Derek, you know, for like 8 hours. Shit, crazy.
Yeah, 8 hours. That's wild.
Damn, you put the family business out there and shit.
I was about to say, this nigga really feels right, some type of way, for real, for real.
It wasn't 8 hours. I'm exaggerating, but it is what it is.
It was about 20 minutes, but you know what I'm saying? That's okay.
It was definitely longer than 20 minutes.
It was 20 minutes from the time you responded, nigga. We got to remember, okay. We was calling your motherfucking ass, nigga.
That's fair. Nigga phone was outside of my bed, but I was preoccupied, you know, it'd be like that sometimes. Chill, you get to the business out there.
Also want to start off by saying the Mind to Reese podcast is sponsored by no one today.
So. Nigga, I choked on my black just now. I said, oh, shit, we sponsored, nigga?
I'm dead. This nigga.
Damn.
Yo, if you ever watched fucking Inside the NBA with the TNT crew, fucking EJ started the night. They used to say sponsored by nobody. It used to do that shit for years. I remember the first time this nigga got a sponsor, I acted like he won a fucking championship.
But, that shit is funny as hell.
I want to start off with this small topic. I think it was the last podcast we recorded. Like the one before the Kobe joint, but right after we was done, you tagged me in the fucking Kong versus Godzilla trailer.
Yo.
Man, look.
That bitch looks sick.
Bro, it's crazy. I was watching that shit as you tagged me. I was like, oh, what's this nigga tagging me? And I just expected to be some shit talking. It was the exact trailer I was already watching. Boy, that shit there. When you said it gave you goosebumps, I was like, dog, bro, literally.
It gave me goosebumps. Chills,
bro.
Bro,
I ain't watched the second trailer though, because I don't want to. They be doing too much sometimes. I'm not trying to have them ruin the movie for me.
They didn't give it away. No, it's. I thought it was 2 out.
No, it's just
yeah,
one.
There is no. Oh, okay. I thought they were released. I heard they were releasing a second trailer.
I mean, they'll probably release a second trailer eventually. They always do, but right now it's not a second trailer.
Okay.
But the movie come out in March, so
yeah, and it comes straight to HBO Max.
Boy,
yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, bro. I'm salty about Corona, bro. That's the kind of movie you guys see in the theaters.
That is something I would love to go to the movies.
Facts. Talking about right in the middle, a few rows up. All
right, so I'm putting niggas on the spot. You team King Kong or team Godzilla? I'm team Godzilla.
I'm team Kong.
I'm Godzilla all day.
That's crazy, man.
I was
at this nigga Trey crib the other day, right? We was talking about the shit. And this nigga Trey said, you know, I'm a gorilla ass nigga, so you know me. I said, oh, this nigga here.
Why would you say something like that?
Bro, he said he called himself a gorilla, bro.
Oh, he always called himself a gorilla.
Bro, you ever be on his his pictures? Just be a little gorilla emoji and shit.
Bro, the group chat we got with our homeboys, nigga, it's not even like, you know how our group chat name on Facebook is Ignorance Weekly?
Yeah.
The group chat we got with our homeboys is just a gorilla emoji, nigga. You know that's it.
Yo, something is wrong with your mask. Nigga said I'm a gorilla, so you know who I'm rocking. Okay, he rocking with his people.
Like that, you got to remember, have you seen the picture of him in the fucking Tarzan suit?
Dog, I was about to say, no. Yeah.
What?
Bro. You've never seen? I know Cal has it. I'm about to hit the group chat and ask Cal for that
picture. Oh, I'm about to go to his page and pull that shit up, nigga.
Oh, it's still on his page? He didn't delete that shit?
Charlie ain't going to delete no pictures. He ain't no pussy. He'll just get roasted for that shit. He ain't going to go delete nothing.
He going to take it. Hey, bump that shit for me while you there.
Nigga said bump.
I can't bump shit. I'm still in Facebook jail, nigga.
Oh, dang. No, hold on. I thought you said the Von Isaac page had 3 days left.
Another week. No, I thought it was another week.
It was another week. Yeah, like 4 days left on the 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, that's
right. Damn.
Because that bitch went the Devon Isaac page went into Facebook jail the day I got out of Facebook jail on my main one, and now I get back in Facebook jail on my main page, and that one still ain't got out of Facebook jail.
Boy, this nigga here. Damn.
Bro, I don't even know why I'm in Facebook jail for my main one. They ain't even give me a reason. They just locked
me. I was about to say, niggas ain't even giving my man a reason. How long you in there for? They gave 30 again?
They gave me the 30 piece. They gave me the Steph Curry.
30. Hey, Zuckerberg walked up to the board of the recent offenders and just threw a dart and hit your ass, bro, for real.
It only makes sense because I'm just like, bro, how the fuck?
I'm glad I missed that motherfucker, boy.
No, I'm God.
Yo, I'll say this.
It's been a minute since I've been locked up, so I can't even say shit. For real, for real.
I be getting put in Facebook jail a lot, but they really be doing Jerron dirty. They be putting that nigga in there for no reason.
Bro, they do not. Bro,
I just get on my shit and I'm in Facebook jail.
That shit crazy.
So about this.
Oh my god, damn.
This whole King Kong versus Godzilla shit. It's I know how these movies go. So they probably gonna end up teaming up in the end. And like, if you analyze the trailer, they've already given something away in the trailer.
Yeah.
It's literally at the beginning of the trailer.
There's gonna be a Mega Godzilla or some shit.
The Mega Godzilla.
Yeah,
Mega Godzilla. Which is dope.
Like, all you gotta do is pause it. It's literally at the beginning of the trailer.
Yeah, exactly.
They even had the schematics in the background for that shit.
Yeah, that too. I didn't know that's what they were going to do. I thought they was going to do because in like the movies from Japan and shit, they got like Mecha King Ghidorah, like the three-headed joint. And I know at the end of the last Godzilla movie, they had found one of his heads left. So I thought they was going to like experiment on it. And then, you know, but a lot of people were saying the Godzilla that King Kong was fighting in the trailer might not be the real Godzilla. It might be the Mecha Godzilla in disguise. That's some crazy shit. But you know what? It's King Kong versus Godzilla. Get crazy, nigga. It's Bowser versus fucking Donkey Kong, basically. Like, get crazy with the shit. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would expect
but nothing, I don't appreciate
I would expect nothing less but the wild shit.
I don't appreciate how they had my nigga Godzilla getting his ass whooped throughout the whole trailer. Throughout the whole trailer.
I didn't like that. Kong was on his ass. Nigga. I was like, I know my nigga Godzilla got some licks in somewhere.
I get started with my nigga Godzilla taking a right hook. I let that go.
Yeah.
But the trailer ended with this nigga using his atomic breath and just getting plucked in the head with an axe. And I'm like, bro, this is racist. It gotta be racism in this somewhere. There's no way, yo. I'm not letting that slide. But I only want to talk about that for a little bit because that shit was lit. I'm mad we ain't get to talk. I'm mad you fucking tagged us right afterwards, bro. That shit was nuts. Soon as we fucking ended the episode.
Yeah, really though.
I'm looking for this fucking looking forward to this new Space Jam though. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Man, I'm ready for it.
It looked good. It looked like they not remaking the fucking movie. They're giving it its own timeline and making it modern. I fucking love the New Jerseys. This shit is sick.
What else? Mortal Kombat. Hopefully they do that justice because the old movies is ass.
Man, they're good for the nostalgia, but they're not. They're a terrible fucking movie.
Yeah.
We didn't give a fuck. Right. I don't know about y'all, but I love the fuck out of that movie as a kid. Obviously, the older I got, the more I realized how bad the hoes just really were. But
I hope they make them gory and everything. Like I want.
Well, they're supposed to be rated R.
I want to see guts.
So they're supposed to be. Yeah, they're supposed to be like straight face.
Yeah, it's rated R apparently.
Yeah, so there's. I don't know. I'm hoping that they do it justice for real.
Facts. I need to see a nigga brains shot with an arrow.
I'm trying to see Scorpion let that motherfucking hand chain go and whatever the fuck you call that shit and just rip a nigga head right the fuck off his neck. That's what I'm trying to see.
They said it's gonna be rated R and we gonna be saying fatalities, so we'll see. They better not be bullshitting. It's going to be on Ace. I don't really need to go to the movies to see that. I can watch that shit at home, to be honest. Because then if I'm disappointed, at least I ain't got to drive all the money back home.
Exactly.
But
I just sent the picture straight to the group.
Oh, shit.
You found it. Yes, there it is.
Oh, boy. I did see this before.
I was about to say, there's no way you like it.
His spirit animal is a gorilla, nigga. Like, if he was in Avatar, it'd be some type of ape creature.
Hands for me, bro.
Is he on a table?
Yes.
I was about to say, why this nigga head so close to the ceiling? Fuck you, Patrick House.
Bro, this nigga hands is legit. I can't get over this nigga hands. Like, your hands not supposed to bend that way, bro. For those of y'all that are listening, our boy Traylon, he's in a whole ass, what the fuck do you even call this?
This nigga's a weirdo. He was probably drunk or something. I don't know.
What do you call this? What is he wearing? What do you call that? A fucking,
I don't know what you call it, nigga. Ask Tarzan.
You crouch down like a gorilla. Looking real crazy into the camera. I'm gonna stop looking at that.
Damn, this nigga Jerron got kicked out.
Damn. In the middle of a trailer, a roast too. I know he's salty.
Right.
He said, right. Yo, why is it that now that we just switched to Zoom, I have yet to be kicked, and y'all are the two of the ones that keep getting kicked up.
Bro.
But back on Anchor, I was the one steady getting kicked.
Now facts. Y'all, facts. I stay going through some bullshit, but it's easy to get right back in. It don't fuck the flow up to get right back in, Derek, this motherfucker.
Bro,
that boy Derek had a time living on Anchor, boy.
Dog, Anchor did not fuck with me at all. It did not fuck with me.
Let's move on to the juicy topic at hand right now. Matthew Stafford has been traded to the Los Angeles Rams.
The Lions trade rate, boy, I'm talking about. That shit crazy to me.
Robbery without a mask.
Two firsts and Jared Goff. Because let's be honest. I mean, Jared Goff's not a great quarterback. He's not elite by any means. But he's not a trash quarterback. You know,
he's a franchise quarterback. He's a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Exactly. Did you manage to pluck him and
I wouldn't say he's a franchise quarterback. Not a starting quarterback. He's a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know about a franchise. That was
okay, but I ain't gonna lie. Any quarterback that can consistently have you winning in the playoffs, winning record, and can get you to a Super Bowl, I mean, say what you want. I know the team's loaded, but that's got to count for something. It's got to count for something. But
I don't agree.
The reason they had to give up two firsts. So one first was to get Matthew Stafford. The way I look at it, one first is to get Matthew Stafford. The other one is for them to take this contract. It's just like in the NBA. I'm giving you this to take this contract. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're getting a solid player. Like, you're getting a serviceable guy, but everybody know that Jared Goff contract is some bullshit as far as from an organization standpoint. And the Rams had to get that contract off of their books because they got guys coming up that they want to pay and they got to keep. That running back's about to get paid. They got I think it's their right guard or left. One of their guards was one of the top-ranked guards in the NFL. He's going to need some money. So they already in cap hell. Because they had to pay Ramsey, they had to pay Aaron Donald, and they already paid Goff. And if I'm not mistaken, some of Todd Gurley's dead money is still on the books. So they had to do something, and they had to basically pay the Lions to get this contract off the books because we all know the Rams don't give a fuck about draft picks because they are in the win now. They have a Super Bowl roster. They believe it, and I believe they have a Super Bowl roster.
Yeah,
but they need a quarterback. Fuck
about draft picks. 100%. They traded hella draft picks to get Jalen Ramsey.
And the thing about it is draft picks really don't do shit for them to add depth because they're not going to draft anybody that's going to start. I mean, they have quality veterans at almost every position, and they are paying for them. You know what I'm saying? Yep. You're not going to draft somebody that's going to come in and bench these guys. You're not going to be picking high enough in the draft to draft somebody of that caliber. Mm-hmm. And so it's just fuck it. You know what I'm saying? They shelling all out to get a Super Bowl now. And I ain't mad at
them. Trying to win now. Yeah, I was about to say, hey, that's the move these days. Look what Tampa did. They went all in on one man, gave him every option available, and look where they're at.
And
Tampa didn't have to give anything up.
Yeah. No, they didn't. But, I mean, two firsts, I mean, okay, that is a lot, in my opinion, but it's not. If you're trying to win now, you know, if you're going with that whole, you know, game plan, then it's not a bad move at all. It just kind of depends on how you're looking at it. In my opinion, I think they gave up a little bit too much for Stafford. But again, it's just all in like how you're wanting to run your franchise in that moment. And they're obviously going all in to win, you know, in this moment. So,
I mean, it's great for Detroit. They got 2 first-round picks for the next 2 years.
Yeah, I was about to say they got a young quarterback.
Even if they don't want to use them, they could use those picks to flip it, move up in the draft, mm-hmm. or get a player that they want.
Yep. Do all kinds of shit with that.
Even though both of those picks are going to be at the bottom of the first, because the Rams are going to be good.
For years. The NFL isn't like the NBA. A first round pick in the NFL is valuable regardless of where it is.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
That's true.
So they also got a 3rd-round pick this year and for this year's draft.
Hey, shout out to Stafford. I'm happy. I'm happy for Stafford.
And
I hope he still got some legs under him.
I forgot the Lions GM, but he's a pretty damn good GM from what I've read from his track record. When he got hired, I was just reading about all the moves and stuff like that. And he's a pretty good GM. So with all these picks that they're racking up, seeing the difference between the NFL and the NBA is you can rack up all them picks and don't have to move them for a player to become good. If you draft well, you can become a Super Bowl contender in 2 years. You know what I'm saying? You could have a team full of rookies and first and second year guys. You sign some good free agents in the offseason because all these guys are on them cheap rookie contracts, and you got a Super Bowl team. That's what the Eagles did. Now, can you keep doing it? Is how you sustain longevity. But for 1 year, if you draft well and make some good free agent signers, you're good to go. But this is the Lions, so we'll see how that plays out.
It was funny as fuck. It was y'all remember? I don't know if y'all remember the GIF of Dwayne Wade at the dunk contest last year. At one of the dunks, just looking confused.
Yeah,
he posted on Twitter and said, "Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson watching Matthews."
Because
them niggas died.
They did. They did. They did not trade them for nothing. Matthew Stafford actually escaped that bitch.
Speaking of quarterbacks and shit, since we all
did, y'all see what? did y'all? Wow, it was crazy. It's what I was about to say. It's about quarterbacks. Your fucking segues. But did y'all see what Marshawn Lynch said about Aaron Rodgers?
No.
No.
He was like, because, you know, they're really good friends. Like, they're really close because, you know, they play that cow together.
Okay.
But Marshawn Lynch was like, next time I see Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to beat his ass because Marshawn Lynch was on that Seattle team in 2019 that lost to Green Bay in the playoffs. And he was like, Aaron Rodgers was supposed to let me get that because that nigga knew I was retiring. He said he was supposed to let me get that.
But as far as the quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson officially requested his trade. So
they have no interest in trading this man, though, apparently.
I wouldn't either.
Shit. I mean, I wouldn't either, but if he said he just got a fat-ass $80 million check. He's good.
All I'm saying is, with this trade, these two first-round picks and this third that they got for Matthew Stafford,
that made it damn near impossible to trade for Watson.
In the words of Marlo from The Wire, nigga, price of the brick going up.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson.
It's going to be damn near impossible to trade him at this point.
It's at this point the only teams that could trade for him are the Jets and Miami because of where their first-round pick is this year.
Maybe San Francisco.
But they don't have a high first-round pick either. But they got a lot of weapons to give up. But
I mean, Miami doesn't have a high first-round pick.
They got the 3rd pick.
Where they get the 3rd pick from?
They got the Texans pick, remember?
Oh yeah, that's right.
They got the Texans pick from that I think it was from the Laremy Tunsil trade.
Damn. Tunsil or was it? Right. Yeah, I think it was.
It was the Laremy Tunsil trade. They got that. That's where they got that Texans pick from, and they ended up being a number 3 pick in the draft because the Texans so trash. So they can get the Texans their pick back. Excuse me. As well with Tua and a couple other picks, you plug Deshaun Watson into Miami. Watch the fuck out.
Right.
Man, that's – yeah, man. But you know what's funny is that, I don't know, I know a couple of Miami fans that don't want Watson for Tua, and I'm just like, why would you not want that? Like, go all in now. They believe that Tua in the future, you know, they're thinking long-term as opposed to win now, which kind of goes back to the whole L.A., you know, argument on, like, whether you think they got, you know, trade raped or not. Just kind of depends on how you want your team to take that approach, I guess. It's kind of, you know – from person to person.
Well, the thing is, the reason they say they don't want Watson for Tua is because the chances are, you know, you never know if that trade is going to happen. So let's say these guys make it known that they want Watson for Tua and they don't make that trade. Now Tua's like, damn, you niggas don't even fuck with me like that. Like, what's up? Yeah. So they back their teammate. They behind their guy. That's the quarterback. You know, you got to support your quarterback. And they're backing him. Now, we all know if they make that trade, you know, shit, them niggas, hey, you know, love you to a piece. But for the time being, that's my guy. That's who we roll with. It's just politically correct. We all know damn well if they had the chance to get Watson, everybody on that team is like, hell yeah, do that shit.
Facts. Mm-hmm. No question.
And that's no knock on Tua because I think Tua is going to be a good quarterback in the league. You know, I see I see him developing into a good quarterback, but – Watson's already in the quarterback in this league. If anybody got Watson outside of the top 5, is smoking penis. You know what I'm saying? So that's just – it just is what it is.
Smoking penis.
Grade A, premium.
Top notch. Top shelf.
But – I'm not expecting Deshaun Watson to land nowhere no time soon, especially at this trade. So hopefully we hear less of it. But actually, apparently, it's not confirmed, but J.J. Watt might be looking for a trade, too.
I can't blame J.J. Watt. It's time for him to win.
I can't blame him. Yeah, I can't blame him either.
Hey, that post that I seen about the 30 for 30. They need to make a 30 for 30 on this dark time in Houston.
It's really wild.
It's fucking. It's so great. It's so because Houston's. And it's because
this nigga said it's so great.
The Houston fans is what the reason why I'm enjoying this because they make shit. Like they're the reason, man. They just. I don't know what it is, bro. Houston fans just. They up there with some of the most ignorant in the world. They like Cowboys. They like the Cowboys fans of the NBA for real, for real. Y'all ain't won shit since the 90s. Y'all still talking cash shit. About some shit that's not happening. Like, just, man, leave that shit alone, bro. That shit's funny to me. I love it.
I don't know if you're Houston fans that talk about championships. I was going to say Lakers fans, more the Cowboys fans.
No, but they didn't watch one.
Lakers have won a championship in every fucking decade.
Yeah, I just mean as being annoying, but at least the Lakers won.
Yeah, the Lakers, I mean, Lakers fans have the right to be annoying. Like, they're annoying as fuck, but
it's just trying to find the real Lakers fans as opposed to the ones that have been slowly hopping on.
Well, see, and the thing about Lakers fans, most of them even fans, Kobe. After Kobe retired, y'all jumped on the OKC wagon. Y'all jumped on when Kobe got, y'all jumped on the OKC wagon. Y'all jumped on the Warriors wagon. Y'all went to Team LeBron. You know what I'm saying? So y'all wasn't Lakers fans. Y'all were fans. And there's a difference. Can be a Miami. He can make you that didn't necessarily mean you were a LeBron fan. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between being a player and a fan of a team, and like Kobe was just with the same team for 20 fucking years. So you trick yourself into thinking you're a Lakers fan when you weren't, because you wasn't rooting for the Lakers' name's ass. You know what I'm saying? And also the Lakers fans, when LeBron got there, there were some niggas that didn't root, that quit on the Lakers when LeBron got. Like, how do you hate LeBron more than you like your team? That makes no sense to me. You know what I'm saying?
So that's
niggas start
nigga, hold up. Hey, look, I kind of understand, because if Drew Brees would have retired the past offseason, we'd have probably went after Tom Brady. And I don't know how I would have felt with Tom Brady as a quarterback for the Saints.
You would have rooted for the Vegas.
Y'all be right where Tampa is right now.
Facts.
Mike Thomas would have had
about
150 yards.
First of all, Maurice, I know you.
A couple touchdowns.
I know you, Maurice. You'd have been like, let's fucking go Saints. It's still fuck Tom Brady, but let's get the Super Bowl real quick.
Yep.
That's how you would have been
verbatim, nigga. Verbatim.
Right.
That's what his status would have
been. You'd have still been rolling for your niggas, but you'd have still been like, it's still fuck that nigga. Now, it's Lakers fans that I've seen that are just like, I still don't fuck with Bron, but he brought the rings. Fuck. All right. I can respect that. Because that's how I was, you know, when everybody was talking about Harden coming to the Sixers. It's still fuck Harden. But if he deliver, he deliver. It's still fuck that nigga, though. I don't like Harden. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't. He could win a championship for my team. I'm still not going to like him, nigga. Appreciate it. Kudos. Fuck about a Philly. But, you know, I'm like, I can respect that. But it's niggas that drive legit quit, like, left Laker Nation when LeBron came. But then when they won the ring, they popped back up. I seen you, niggas. I seen you motherfuckers. Nah, I keep that same energy. You said Bron was going to destroy the Lakers, blah, blah, blah. How you destroy some shit that's already trash? That's what I want to know.
That's what I want to know, too.
Niggas, for God, LeBron was just going to ruin the Lakers. I'm like, you do realize you niggas have not made the playoffs in like 7 years.
Yeah. That shit wild to me. They just egged it.
That shit, niggas swore to God it would be. Them niggas swore to God.
You know how many Lakers fans I saw saying,
oh man, we giving up too much for Anthony Davis.
Nigga, it's Anthony Davis.
It's Anthony Davis. Them niggas really said it would be better to keep that young core than to get Anthony Davis. I said, what?
Them so niggas swear to God, like, ass whooped in the West. I guarantee.
I was about to say they'd be struggling to make them, not struggling.
If they still had Lonzo, B.I., and Josh Hart or whoever, they would be getting spanked in the West in the playoffs, even with LeBron. I guarantee it, because LeBron would be throwing that shit by himself.
Yep.
B.I. would not be an All-Star because. It's gonna sound like a knock on LeBron, but exactly, he's not gonna be able to be an All-Star. He's not gonna be able to be who he needs to be next to LeBron.
Nope.
And Lonzo is basically a point guard, right? It's gonna sound like it, but it's not.
It's not a knock on LeBron. They just don't fit. That's all it is. They just didn't fit together.
I don't even know how we got on that fucking topic.
I don't know how it goes.
It started with J.J. Watt, but yeah, free J.J. Watt.
Facts.
Free Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal to San Antonio.
Hey, you know what? While we at it, free Zach LaVine too. But definitely free Bradley Beal, because I've never seen a player visibly hurt by losing, yo.
Hey, they won tonight. I think it was extra happy tonight when they won.
What?
And it's like, bro.
And Russ hit a game. Russell Westbrook hit a game-winning three. I'd have never thought I'd say them words.
Well, I mean, it's happened before. It just don't happen often.
Yeah, Bradley Beal came down and splashed that three from about 35 feet out, and then
they almost hold the niggas out the game, bro.
And then got the steal, and then fucking. That's whenever Westbrook hit the, or Bradley didn't get the steal. I forgot who it was. They got the steal and then dished it off to Westbrook.
It was the white dude. Forgot his name.
Yeah,
Kyrie Irving moving his feet on the goddamn inbound and shit. That's supposed to be a
travel. That boy said he couldn't guard a stick tonight.
He couldn't guard. He's saying that tonight. Like, nigga, you can't never guard a stick, nigga.
I was about to say, what is this new? I was about to say. Yeah. That's where I was going with it. It's like, is this breaking news or some shit? I thought this has been known, nigga. This is just tonight.
Scroll right past it.
The sky is blue, nigga. We know you can't guard. Like, that ain't
water
that
is
ain't
wet.
What you that ain't what we pay you to do.
Yes. Reed, say that one more time. Water is
water
wet.
Water is wet.
Thank you. Thank you. Say that one. Yeah, no, exactly. Because that's a whole other conversation.
Say it one more time again.
I wasn't saying it again.
You saw I stopped short.
Yeah. was like, God damn, nigga. I'm like,
you know, this joint hit me.
Yeah, we know, nigga, clearly. I commend Bradley Beal for wanting to stay with the organization and grind it out. But, bro, listen to me. They don't care about you, bro. I mean, okay, you know what? That's false. They probably care about you, but they not doing what's best for you. Get the fuck up out of there before you twiddle away your prime.
Hey, come and play for the best coach of all time, the greatest coach of all time.
Why?
Because
he wants to go to a contender.
I mean, shut the fuck up. He could lead us into being a contender.
All damn, that's like you sound real. You sound real well, cowboy you, fan you, right
you,
now.
You know what it sound like? You know what
you
it sound
see
like?
How I
it
got sound, that base of my voice, right?
He's, it I, sounds I'm like he knows his bullshit.
Yeah, like, that's what it
is. I do.
He knew that was some old horse shit.
Oh, man, it sounds good, bro.
Shout out to Jokic. I think he dropped down 50 points.
47.
Yeah, 40. He was just out there grinding badges on the Utah Jazz.
He was literally on that bitch ass COVID infested fucking tall freshman from fucking that bitch ass nigga Gobert.
Overrated. That nigga, I don't know why you hate Gobert so much, but you do.
Bro,
and it's funny.
I can't stand
as
that nigga, bro. Like, I bro, can't stand that bitch.
You still on that COVID shit?
So, yeah, bro. Nigga kissing mics and shit. Where they do that at?
It was bound to happen anyway, yo.
Nah, bro. Kissing mics and shit. Come on, fam. I love that story. I love that. Nigga, that's just.
Since we're doing shout-outs,
that is just amazing.
I want to shout a player out that people aren't taking notice of at all. And I get why, you know.
LaMelo Ball.
But, no, everyone's taking notice of LaMelo Ball.
I just wanted to know you.
Every time you turn around, there's a goddamn LaMelo Ball fucking highlight somewhere. But
he has been balling, though.
Bro,
no, he has.
Like I told him. Like I told people he was.
It's a lot of rookies balling though. I mean, it ain't no outstanding rookies like, you know, averaging 20 points per game or nothing like that. But everybody is doing solid for a rookie. So shout out to them. But nah, this particular player, it's always jokes when he's doing bad, but I wanted to point out the fact that he's hooping right now. Paul George.
Paul George is definitely getting buckets.
Of course, you know, people are going to say, oh, we got to see it in the playoffs. I get it. But he's having an MVP caliber season right now. Shooting 50% from the field, 47% from three, 90% from the free throw line, 50-49 season.
I've seen this movie before with Paul George, though. We've seen him be
I'm saying.
Whoever is in the water this season is everybody shooting great from three. Because Seth Curry is shooting like 60% from three right now.
Well, Seth Curry has one of the highest three-point percentages of all time.
That's true, but 60%, my nigga?
I mean, it's only 17 games into the season.
But that's a good sample size.
No, it's more than 17 games. It's like 20-something games. I'm sure.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think we're like
that's
over 20 now.
No, I think it's 22 games, actually. 22, 23. Yeah.
Which is
but that's a good sample size to be shooting 63%. LeBron is shooting 41% three.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy. 41% is a top tier percentage for anybody. For LeBron's inconsistent 3-point nas to do that is nuts. Paul George is shooting 40% from three. KD is shooting like 52%. Say what?
Paul George is shooting 47% from three.
Yeah, I said, that's fucking ridiculous. Like, these niggas is just
that's wild.
These niggas are just draining threes at a.
I want to look up the highest.
And niggas, hold up. I'm really tired of niggas saying LeBron can't shoot. I'm just like, what are you niggas looking at?
Yeah, that's your dad. That
saying whole someone can't shoot and saying someone isn't a consistent shooter is different. People were saying he can't shoot, just don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, and I'm not saying he's like people think if you say this guy can shoot, that means KD, Steph Curry, and Reggie Miller and shit. Like, no, the guy can shoot. If you leave LeBron open at three, he's going to make you pay for it almost every fucking time. He has a respectable shot.
Steph Curry shooting 51%.
Seth?
Seth, yeah, he's shooting 51%. He's second in three-point percentage.
it must have gone down because last time I saw it was at 60.
Yeah, that shit must have gone down, but.
But 51 still astronomical.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good. It's only three people shooting 50%. The rookie Desmond Bane in Memphis, Seth Curry and Wayne Ellington in Detroit. Michael Porter Jr. shooting 49.
Let's talk about my nigga Colin Sexton, too. He's been fucking balling.
Young boy.
Young boy, yeah.
That boy out there.
NBA is in great hands. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to be honest, though. I don't see Colin Sexton being a star in the league at all.
Oh, he's in Cleveland, so it's going to be hard for him to be a star.
I mean, even somewhere else, as far as him starting, I see him being like a Monte Ellis type or a Lou Williams type throughout his career. A great scorer, but if he's the best or second best player on your team, you're probably not going to win a championship.
Jaylen Brown's been balling too.
Jaylen Brown has definitely been balling.
Like, out of this world. I'm like, yo, I mean, we all knew the nigga was nice. You know what I'm saying? I'm not surprised he's balling, but it's just like, fuck. Yo, this nigga really getting it.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's talk about somebody who has not been balling. I just want to take some time to talk about this. Kristaps Porzingis, what's up, bro? How you doing? The other night you had 11 points and 9 rebounds, dog. You have a max contract. You're the second best player on this team. I understand that you had an injury. You're coming back from it. That's cool. But we're not letting the excuses ride for too long. Other game, you finished with 16 points. Luka's young. When Luka is 28, I don't want him wearing a back brace because he's been carrying you niggas for his first 5 years of his career. I need you. And Mavs fans, please listen to this. We do not need to rush to win a championship. Granted, we've been losing for a while. We haven't felt winning since 2011. We were winning for like a decade plus. Y'all want to win again. I understand. But stop saying things like, we need to hurry up and win because Luka ain't going to wait around. Luka ain't got a choice. We got Luka under contract for at least the next 6 to 7 years. So that motherfucker ain't going nowhere. Now, granted, you need to put the pieces around him because I don't know what you niggas are doing right now. But losing to the Jets, no, not losing, getting their ass whooped by the Utah Jazz twice without Donovan Mitchell is ridiculous. Rudy Gobert almost put up 30 on us.
And that nigga's not a scorer by any means, by any stretch of the imagination.
I was just about to say, boy, that is a fucking anomaly. But
Porzingis, I don't understand what's wrong with you. First of all, we need to be in any goddamn talks to find a trade piece. I'm not saying trade Porzingis. I'm saying bring other people in. Granted, we ain't got no pieces because we know the players on our team, but these niggas ain't that good. Let's keep it a fucking 100. So what y'all need to stop doing on Twitter is trying to fit scenarios for the Mavericks to get Bradley Beal because we ain't got nothing for Bradley Beal. Give it up.
Nobody wants
it's not happening. It's not happening. Who we trading for Bradley Beal? Dwight Powell, Josh Richardson, Willie Cup. Shut up. It's not happening. Zach LaVine? Maybe. It's possible, but it's not going to happen because I know the Mavericks and I know these niggas not going to pull the trigger because they stubborn. If they were going to pull the trigger, we could have got Andre Drummond last season when they traded him to the Cavs for a pack of Skittles and 2 packs of Starburst. Now we losing. I need to get this out. Now we losing. We were on a losing streak. We're on a losing streak. Because we just lost to the Phoenix Suns last night. Again.
That shit crazy. It's almost like y'all. You know what? Never mind. Go ahead.
We still better than y'all. Anyway.
That's not saying much.
Actually. I think the last game we won was against y'all, so that says a lot about y'all ass. I mean, anyway,
y'all chilling at what? 13?
Moving on,
what 8 or 9? You know,
we are 9 at 13, nigga. You are tripping,
boy. You better check.
Y'all are not at 8 or 9. I will check them right now.
Boy, you know what? I'm gonna check them with you.
No, you ain't gotta do that. Watch. I'm gonna tell you.
Let's do a homework. Let's do a homework.
Laughs and Sixers.
Moving on.
The Spurs are sitting at no. Say it with me. Say it with me, Reese. We're gonna check. We're gonna do our homework, right? Hold on. My nigga said moving
on. San Antonio Spurs are 11-9 in the ninth seed in the Dallas Mavericks are 8-12 at the 13th seed.
Yes, sir. Say it again, nigga.
Get it together.
A team that we finishing top five in the West. Through the first third of the season, they were sitting at the 13th seed.
I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of watching games and not being able to finish because I'm embarrassed. Y'all embarrassing me. And every time all the holes is watching y'all lose.
Hey, hashtag free Luka, bro.
Nah, get the fuck out of here, nigga. Bro. This is third season. Relax.
Free Luka.
Free everybody on y'all team. Anyway. man, I'm just so frustrated, bro. Like, this should not be happening. And granted, we were missing three of our best players for like a couple games due to COVID. But now they're back. Now we're at full strength. There's no reason we should be blowing game. The Utah Jazz without Donovan Mitchell should be a layup. All I'm asking is that y'all get y'all balls out of y'all bag, attach them, and play like you got some. Thank you. So moving on.
Miranda Reese is hurting right now. Y'all pray for Reese.
Do you feel better? Do you feel better?
No, he don't feel better. He mad as hell. No,
I
don't feel better.
I literally could have kept going for 10, 15 more minutes, but I don't want to do that because we got other shit to talk about. So which y'all want to hit on first? The T.I. and Tiny shit or
we can say that for last.
Yeah.
That's going to be
the Annie Lay thing.
Yeah.
She came out. She didn't put a full song out, I don't think. She put a snippet out of a song called Yellow Bone. I'm not going to play it because
it's just trash.
It's just trash. It's one of the worst songs I've ever heard in my entire life.
I like Dani Lee. I like her music. I like her style. She's cool to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's not a great vocalist or by any means or anything like that. But I like her vibe. I like her style. She's dope to me. But that song, that snippet was fucking ass.
I don't know who allowed her to step in the booth and be like, yo, this the one. And I feel like it was the baby because this nigga be stepping in the booth with his own shit like, yo, this the one. And it's usually not the one. Because this Dani Lay Yellowbone shit ain't the one, the second, the third, or the fourth or fifth. She could have kept this on. You could have kept this in the draft, sweetheart. But how trash the song isn't part of the controversy. Let's speak on it. Apparently, you know, colorism is the topic. And I kind of get where people were coming from. I know, Jerron, you had a different opinion, so I'd like you to go first. You know.
So, as far as the colorism goes, like, I see why people are saying it. I just think it's a fucking reach. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think this was a knock on the brown skins, on the dark skin ladies. I genuinely believe she was on some team light skin shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all it was. It wasn't a Cause when Remy Ma made the song Brown Skin, nobody had shit to say. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I'm big on to keep the same energy. Like everybody was, y'all, I'm not saying everybody was bumping this shit because I didn't like the song at all, but it was a popular song. I know a lot of people that liked the song, and there was no controversy behind it. But you know, Danny Lee make a damn song about being yellow bone, and it's a fucking problem. And I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? You can be proud of the skin you in, you know what I'm saying? Fucking white people make songs all the time about being blonde hair and shit like that. We give a fuck. I just think the colorism is a reach. It's not, there was no malice in it. She didn't talk shit about any woman of any different color.
I think that's where, I'm gonna let you finish, but there kind of was some hints of malice in it, but I'll let you
finish. So the only reason people were finding ish like finding would find malice in it is because she it comes off as she's shading DaBaby's baby mama who's a brown skinned woman, which I mean I can see that, you know. I'm not saying she wasn't throwing a little diss, but when she was talking about how he wanted the yellow bone, she wasn't talking, I don't think she meant it in a, oh, he want a light-skinned bitch over a brown-skinned bitch. I took it as she want me over you on an individual level, not on a grand scheme of he picking light-skinned bitches over dark-skinned bitches. Because obviously he not. He done gave her two fucking kids. And they've been dealing with each other since he was like 21. So, I don't know. I think the whole shit is a reach. And it's a knee-jerk reaction, but that's kind of the society we live in right now. So I think she was I think she's dumb for putting that out, because you at the end of the day, you got to know how people are going to react to certain shit. And that's something that you could have easily seen being taken the wrong way.
Well, first of all, she's not black, so you're not a yellow bone. Let's just get that out the way.
And I have to disagree there.
You disagree? What you mean?
Because she's Latino, and 96% of Latinos have African genealogy. It's like people say Fat Joe isn't black. He shouldn't be saying nigga. No, Fat Joe's a nigga. He's Puerto Rican. Them niggas are black. That island, where those people were, is where they held the slaves when they brought them from Africa. They held them in the Puerto Rican island. They held them in the Dominican Republic. They held them in Cuba. That's where they held black people. That's why they look like us. That's why light-skinned people get called Dominican and shit all the fucking time. Because we all look alike. Why? Because we all have the same genealogy. That's why. That she's black. I don't care what nobody say. If you
people
have African...
People don't if get you to have claim African being black descent, when it's convenient.
I'll give you that. I will give you that. I don't like that about a lot of mixed race or Spanish people. Don't claim black when it's convenient. I don't like it. If you're going to be black, be black. But at the end of the day, if you have African genealogy in your blood, you are black. Period. I had a girl who will remain unnamed because we are friends. She tried to tell me I wasn't black. Me. She dead ass looked me in the face and said, I'm not black because I'm mixed. Nigga, if I didn't tell you I was mixed, you wouldn't even have known I was fucking mixed. I look like a nigga.
You give off Indian vibes. 7-Eleven vibes.
Okay, well, you don't meet the height requirement to be a nigga, so how about that?
I'm still you black, there, bitch.
I can't tell.
Because I'm short.
Yeah, nigga.
I don't even know. All right,
if they was auctioning you off during slave time, they'd have had to put you on two boxes on that little stage just so the motherfuckers.
If I was born, around slave times, I might have been taller. What are you talking about? Anyway, as far as the malice part, apparently it's a longer snippet than the one that we heard where it said I'm paraphrasing. Because I refuse to pull the song up, but it says something about he left and got with a lit bitch, or he wanted a lit bitch or something like that. So I think that's why people really feel like it was a shot at the baby's baby mother, because he did leave her to be with Danny Lay. But I understand a lot of sides of it. I just think, first of all, I think she just didn't need to put the song out. I feel like you need, who's around her? Because there had to be someone around her that's like, yo, this is probably not a good idea. You probably not going to get good feedback from this. Like,
you got to understand, when you at that level, most of the people around you are probably yes men.
I mean, that's true, but is she at that level?
Yeah. I mean, she's got a couple hit records. I mean, she's made some waves. Like, she got a platinum song, you know what I'm saying? A couple other gold songs. Like, she's doing the damn thing. Like, she's a big artist, you know? She's got a good leg. She's got a big record deal. Like, so she's at that level.
Then for the baby to comment under the damn video and put the little yellow circles and shit like that.
Well, we know that nigga's just ignorant. We know that.
Yeah, we know.
But we know that women, nigga's a fool.
That the ladies, the women love him, so they, you know, they ignore it. But ain't really much to talk about. She put out an apology video, but I didn't listen to it because I honestly don't give a fuck. She was like, I actually clicked on it. I was like, I really don't care this much. And then she had locks and shit in the video, and I'm like, what is this? I'm like, come on, bro. Like,
yeah, anyway, I don't black one in it. If you're gonna be black, embrace it. And like I said, I personally believe she's black because she is. She's Puerto Rican, and it's like, I believe Cardi, like, same with Cardi B. I'm like, bro, Cardi B is black. Like, what are y'all talking about?
Being, I see your point.
Being of Latin descent doesn't mean you're not black. Like, that's our genealogy. You might be a different shade, but that's our genealogy. If you go to fucking Africa, you go to East Africa, them motherfuckers be looking like Indians and Puerto Ricans and all types of shit. Like, but they are black. You ain't gotta look like Train Smoke to be black.
Train Smoke, nigga.
I'm just saying. Niggas act like you gotta be fucking Bernie Mac blue to be black. Like, it don't work like that.
Before we touch on the Tion Tiny thing, I almost forgot you wanted me to talk about the whole Edge winning the Royal Rumble thing.
Yeah.
So, for the people that don't know, because we've never really talked about it.
Ruined that shit for me.
Yeah, they did. I'm a diehard wrestling fan. I love wrestling. Not even just WWE, just wrestling in general. I have been taking a break from WWE. I haven't been caught up on everything. I've been caught up on some stuff because the product just doesn't grab my attention anymore. If anything, I'll watch SmackDown because Roman Reigns is a fucking genius right now as a heel, and I love it. But I was going to watch the Royal Rumble when I got home from work until fucking Bleacher Report hit me with the Edge just won the Royal Rumble. Suck my dick.
boy, that shit pissed me off, boy.
But like, why? I was really bothered. Why what?
Why don't you like the fact that Edge won the Royal Rumble? Because I like
No. I said suck my dick because Bleacher Report spoiled it. But.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the fact that Edge won the Royal Rumble because I feel it was unnecessary. Like, I get what they're trying to do because in 2011, he had to retire and he was the champion at the time he retired. So technically, he never lost the championship.
Yeah.
I get it. But I feel like there's other stories they could have gone with right now. Like, who's he going to face? What's going to be the story? Is he going to face a heel Roman Reigns? Roman Reigns has been on the fucking roll right now. When you have a heel champion on a roll like that, someone you want to overthrow them is somebody you want to make a star out of. I think back to stuff like 2005. Triple H was on a roll as world heavyweight champion. WrestleMania, he got knocked off by Batista. Batista became a fucking star.
Yep.
John Bradshaw Layfield was WWE champion for almost a year on a roll.
I fucking hated JBL. Oh my god.
You hated JBL as a kid. Couldn't wait for this nigga to lose the championship. WrestleMania, what happens? Gets knocked off by John Cena, and the rest is literally history.
Listen, I don't think niggas understand, like, a seat, because you know how the product just hasn't caught your attention as of late? That happened to me when I was in middle school with the WWE. That's kind of when I kind of grew out of it. I dibble and dabble there. Like, oh, shit, okay. Oh, damn, Undertaker finally lost in the damn WrestleMania. Like, I dibble and dab, but back then, I was a diehard wrestling fan. And I was a diehard John Cena fan. I was there when fucking I saw John Cena, Big Show, and Great Khali. I was in the crowd, nigga. That was one. When he did it to Great Khali, that was in Beaumont. They came to Beaumont, Texas, and he pulled it, that nigga.
Y'all got an arena?
Yes, nigga. Four apart, nigga. It's big as fuck.
Oh, shit. Nigga. What's that, like half the city?
Nah, nigga. It's on the outskirts of town. It's outside. It's big. That's where the that's where we had a monster truck rallies and everything, nigga.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes sense.
Now, everything happens there. It's not like we got multiple arenas. It's something big going down in Beaumont. It's happening at Ford Park. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we only got one arena, too, so shit. Sure.
But I was, you know, I was there. Like, I saw that shit. But when he beat JBL, nigga, you would have thought my football team won the Super Bowl. And granted, I was young as hell when it happened. But still, like, nigga, I was just, because I hated JBL and I love John Cena. That's probably in my top five favorite WWE moments ever. Honestly. I was on 10 when that happened, nigga.
It's still fucking JBL. A 45-year-old Edge went in the Royal Rumble when you could have given it to, for instance, a Daniel Bryan, who could have won who's never won the Royal Rumble before, and who is probably on his last run of his career, considering from what he said himself.
Yeah.
He can go to WrestleMania and fight Roman Reigns. He doesn't have to win. I don't want him to win, but the moment and the storyline makes sense. Big E, who is on a run right now and is blowing up as a single star, why not give it to him? Why wait? He's already hot. Fresh off the whole New Day. I mean, they broke up, but they didn't really break up. They just separated. Yeah. He's the Intercontinental Champion right now. That's cool. Have him win the Rumble, go to WrestleMania. You can decide if you want him to beat Roman or not. Just Edge going to face Drew. I feel like there's other things they could have done. They didn't have to give it to Edge, but
they kind of went back into that to a nostalgic bag, basically.
They went back into that nostalgic bag. They went back into that bag like, oh, we got to rely on the old stars. That's why I think at the Royal Rumble, Drew McIntyre was defending his championship against fucking Goldberg. Yo, I don't want to see fucking Goldberg no more.
Yeah.
Like, it's 2021. I didn't want to see Goldberg in 2011.
Facts. When bro. I do like how they did it, though, because watched the clip and Edge won it by eliminating Randy Orton, which I think is dope, you know, just for the nostalgic reasons. Because, you know, they had their partnership and all that. And as much as I hated them niggas as a kid.
Go ahead. When Edge came back last year, they basically had a rivalry. So it makes sense that he eliminates Randy Orton because it's still building off of that. So, okay. That makes sense, but I'm not on board. I'll reserve judgment. I usually don't reserve judgment for WWE because every time I say, I'll give them a chance to see if they do something with it, they never fucking do. Mm-hmm. So I'm not counting on them to do it this fucking time. But
you know the one nigga with WWE where was kind of the beginning and the end for me with WWE is how they mismanaged one of my favorite wrestlers to this day. Is how they mismanaged Bobby Lashley. I fucking love Bobby Lashley. And And he left. When he left, I didn't get it at the time, but as I got older, you know, when he said, you know, they trying to move me into the stereotypical, the thing they do with all the black wrestlers is they try to make us into rappers and thugs, and you know what I'm saying? They try to do that. And he was just like, the shit don't last because it's been done before. And that was never Bobby Lashley's lane. Like, he at was all. Never in that lane. But they wanted to make him go that. And he said, nah, fuck that. And I respect him for walking out. You know what I'm saying? And he was a budding star. Like, everybody loved Bobby Lashley. Like, when him and John Cena fought, I think it was SummerSlam.
It was Great American Bash.
Great American Bash. I remember because I paid for the pay-per-view. I had my little birthday money and shit. And I gave it to my mom so she could buy the pay-per-view for me. But I was so conflicted because, I'm a diehard Cena fan, but Bobby Lashley was the shit. You know, the best thing for him was when they moved him from ECW to Raw. He really took off. I was loving every minute of that shit. And they just mismanaged his character, and I fucking hated it. Because they do, you know, WWE is... It ain't no secret that they got a lot of racist shit going on. You know what I'm saying? It ain't the first time they've been called out for it. But, oh, I hated that so much because I love Bobby Lashley. And he, no doubt in my mind, he would have been a Hall of Famer because his presence, his aura was everything. I loved it. And we finally got some black representation in the WWE outside of Booker T that didn't go with the whole hip-hop, you know, thug mantra. And even with Booker T, they did it a little bit, you know what I'm saying? They dibbled and dabbled in it, but Booker T was, like, really the only one. And I didn't even like Booker T as a kid. I couldn't stand that nigga. But it pisses me off that they did that they do shit like that. And even still, to this day, they still try to push that shit. Even when you have the success of guys like Kofi Kingston and stuff like that, that show that you don't have to be a stereotypical black guy to have them successful in the WWE.
Well, most of them are stereotypical right now. They kind of been going away from it for a bit, but a lot of them still not getting opportunity. I mean, Bobby Lashley is doing cool right now. He got he in a group with MVP, Shelton Benjamin, and guy Cedric Alexander. So they one of the best things.
Fuck with MVP. Did fuck with MVP as a kid. MVP was cool. My boy. I can't remember his fucking name or the fucking group, but RIP. Who I'm talking
crime
about.
Crime Time.
Yeah. Crime Time was the shit. Yeah. Granted, it was stereotypical to the motherfucker, but
the thing is, that was their idea. They wanted to do
that. That was them, though. And that's really how they are. Like, that's really how they are. That's them, which is cool. Like, but Crime Time was hard as fuck. They used to always get their ass whooped, but they was hard as shit. I fucked with Crime Time. R.I.P.
All right. Yeah, R.I.P. Shaq, Gaspard. Let's move on because Derek quiet as fuck right now. I think he's falling asleep.
Yeah, you get it. I didn't know what the fuck y'all talking about. I was just listening.
Let's talk about this whole T.I. and Tiny thing.
But yeah, I ain't really even heard this whole story.
Okay. So,
I mean, I'm obviously on the day, pieces, but not in detail.
The other day, T.I. and Tiny have been very strongly accused of sexual assault allegations by, I can't remember the lady's name, Sabrina Peterson. She got on Instagram and talked about her experience with T.I. and Tiny, and she started posting a lot of women's screenshots that DM'd her after she came out. And I think it was around about 18, 19 people came out and started talking about it, which is a lot of fucking people to just overlook. I mean, so many people come out at once. I hate when people say, oh, well, why didn't you come out and say this before? Like, bro, If some random chick would have just came out and said, oh, T.I. and Tiny sexually assaulted me yesterday and drugged me, what are you going to say? Yeah. You're not going to believe him for the most part.
Yeah.
So what fucking difference does it make? I just need y'all to stop being ignorant. I'm not saying, oh, just automatically believe the victim, but don't automatically just brush them off either.
Which is the reason why a lot of victims are so hesitant to come out as it is. Or to come forward as if, because that's everybody's immediate reaction is, you're full of shit. So,
they always say, you waited this long to come out, you want something. Yeah, maybe they want fucking justice. Maybe they want to be heard. Maybe they want
took some time to get
closure.
Over. Exactly. Took some time to get over what the fuck really happened, and now they just want that closure.
You can't tell someone, hey, why come you didn't confess to this before if that thing has never happened to you. I was wondering where Jerome was at. That nigga got kicked out again, boys. Or hey, him tonight.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on.
Zoom don't fucking where did you leave off at? What I heard.
Last heard was some random, and then they cut out.
I was saying if some random chick come out one day and say, oh, T.I. and Tiny sexually assaulted me and drugged me yesterday. What are y'all going to say? Y'all still not going to believe them. So what difference does it make if they come out immediately or however many years later? Like, y'all got to stop with the ignorant shit, bro. This is why women don't come out to begin with. I'm not just saying condemn the person they're accusing right away, but at least hear them out. You don't have to just automatically assume it's 100% facts. But don't just brush them off like y'all doing and say shit like, oh, why didn't you come out 10 years ago? Why are you coming out now? Or what, you want money? Oh, now all these women want to come out. Duh, because if one woman has the courage to come out and say something and other women see it and they've dealt with the exact same thing, especially if it's coming from the exact same person, that'll give them courage too. And a lot of these women were anonymous. They DM'd her. They didn't come out themselves and say, oh, this happened. They DM'd her. She posted the screenshots, but didn't reveal who they were. All I'm saying, stop being fucking stupid. But apparently T.I. and Tiny have been accused of pressuring women to take drugs and telling them to take their clothes off and having sex with them or whoever else is there. Some women say they lost consciousness while with them or woke up not remembering what happened. Apparently one woman, the Sabrina Peterson woman, posted allegations to her Instagram about she alleged that T.I. held her at gunpoint. I also say that this things, how can I put it? These orgies, basically, is what they are. Happen in Georgia and Atlanta often. It's tough because it sounds like these women went to the hotel with them because they're celebrities and then like they were pressured into taking drugs. But the thing I had the issue with the most that I heard is that some of them might have been underage women. Now, T.I. came out and he said something on Instagram. Addressing the allegations. Obviously, he said they are false. Anything, he didn't say what happened was false. He said it was all consensual, which, you know, I expect him to say. Part of me feels like most of this was consensual, but I'm not going to say that every single one was. I don't know. If I'm not there, who am I to say, oh, it was consensual or not? Just because someone agreed to take drugs doesn't mean it was consensual, because you don't know if they were pressured to take those drugs, what they were forced to do, et cetera, et cetera. But hopefully the underage girl thing isn't really, you know, true, because that would be some bullshit. Like Jerron said earlier, I'm a big component of keeping the same energy. I had that energy for R. Kelly. I'm going to keep the same energy for T.I. T.I. is my favorite rapper of all time, my favorite artist of all time. T.I. is one of the main reasons that I love hip hop today. It would hurt me if these things are true, but I'm not gonna be like you motherfuckers out there that say, oh, well, you know, it's just the music. No, I'm not gonna support this nigga. Like, it's not hard, but I'll let y'all go now. I got my shit out.
Go ahead, Jerome.
So, I just, because I've seen the history with this girl and them before, that's not their first public spat. Like, they've been having issues with her for a while now. Like,
I've heard.
Like, they've been beefing with this girl for a while. So, for me, it just comes off as a clout chase. And I don't want to deny any of the allegations because I really don't know what happened. I wasn't there. But it's just from my perspective, like, y'all have had these public feuds for several years going on at this time. Now it's just like you just pulling a rabbit out your hat, getting these allegations going. That's just how it looks. And with the with all the screenshots that they've been getting and posting on our story and shit like that, that kind of doubles down on how I feel about the situation. So it's just like, damn, all of these stories are just anonymous stories. Nobody want to put their name behind it? Nope. All of these so-called stories you got, you know what I'm saying? And the girl's Instagram famous, some shit like that. That it's just somebody that's been a victim of made up screenshots in an event to come in between a relationship that I was in. I've had that happen to me twice, where somebody completely made up screenshots to me out as somebody that was saying or doing something that I wasn't doing and sent it to my girl. Like, shit wasn't me. I've had that happen before. I've also been falsely accused and had to get a lawyer and had to go through that whole situation. Falsely accused of something that happened between consenting adults. I've had to go through that situation before. So for me, if you're going to accuse somebody of something, I'm a firm believer in having concrete evidence. You just can't go around accusing people of shit. Reason I say that is because when you just go accusing people of shit, we live in a society where everybody just believes you. You get accused. And when you get proven innocent, the damage is still done. Perfect example is Johnny Depp. Look what happened to Johnny Depp.
Perfect example. That still pisses me off, to be honest.
It's been completely proven that this girl lied time and time again. She's still working. She lost shit. His life has been destroyed. He can't even, the companies he was doing business with, the company that employed him, didn't even apologize to him and even give him a chance to get shit back. It's just like, nope, fuck you. The damage is still done. Your life continues on as if you're still guilty of this crime. The apology is never as loud as the disrespect. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to come through with some bold accusations of somebody, have some proof. And a bunch of anonymous screenshots is not proof. It's not. That don't suffice for me. You know what I'm saying? And granted, hey, if he's guilty of them, if they even did half the shit that was so-called said in them screenshots, lock the motherfucker up. Same shit. Bye. Because you're a horrible human being. But for me, I'm a firm believer in innocent until proven guilty. I'm a firm believer in that. But no matter who it is, no matter what the crime is, if you're gonna accuse somebody of stealing from you, have proof of how they stole it. If you're gonna accuse somebody of you, have proof of the assault. If you're gonna accuse somebody of murder, have proof of it. If you don't have proof, don't make accusations. Sorry. Because just as easily as somebody could be telling the truth, that person could be lying. And like I said before, a lie will destroy somebody's entire life. A lie with no merit will destroy somebody. So that's just my two cents on the situation. I'm not with the whole accusing people of shit and posting a bunch of anonymous screenshots as if that's supposed to prove something. Put your name behind it. Stand on that shit. If this is what happened.
Dark.
Yeah, I mean,
honestly, I know you ain't know too much about the situation.
Yeah, I was just about to say, so I learned more listening to you niggas talk than I've known about this whole situation from the beginning. Man, it sounds like a tough situation. Like you were saying, I'm not the type to discredit anybody that comes forward and feels like they may have had a situation arise or felt like, you know, something wasn't right because, you know, that's just, I'm not one to discredit the victim. However, you also have the situation like Jerron spoke on where, you know, Johnny Depp got hoed by somebody who everybody took her side. You know, so it's oh man, it's a thin line, man. It's a very, very touchy subject. I'm not gonna, I don't know too much on it. So I'm not gonna speak too much on it just because I'm not gonna show my ass on something that I don't really know about or nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I'm just gonna leave it at that. I, for one, I will say I hope it's not true. But it's not looking good as I'm like I was literally just sitting like kind of Googling the shit while y'all was talking and it's not looking good so far for Tia, I'm not gonna lie to you. But I do agree with you, Reese. You know, I'm gonna keep that same energy for everybody. If it does come out that this is true and all these allegations are indeed factual, I'll stop fucking with his, you know, his shit as well. When, I'm not as big of a fan as you are of him and his music, but it's definitely something that, you know, you gotta acknowledge for real and you gotta keep that same energy with everybody.
I will say I agree with Jerron. And this is just in general. I think with social media and I understand, like, this is how the whole Me Too movement started in cancel culture. I understand there's a thin line between accepting a victim's statement and making them feel comfortable coming out and also willing to hear out the accused. Because a lot of people, and I've been one of these people before and I've kind of learned over time not to do it, but you can support the quote unquote victim, allegedly, the alleged victim, while still saying, hey, I hear you and I understand you, but until we have proof, this person isn't guilty. Because let's be honest, yeah, it's a lot of fucked up laws, but thing with this country is you're innocent until you are proven guilty. That's why when you go to court, if there isn't substantial evidence, you are free to go. You win your
case. That's how it's supposed to be.
That's how it's supposed to be, but we know the judicial system is, you know, pretty crooked, but that's another story for another day. There was a guy by the name of Andy Signor who worked at a place called Screen Junkies. They do, like, you know, movie stuff and stuff like that. So they do the Honest Trailers. I don't know if y'all ever watched Honest Trailers, but he was the one that created it. So he worked at Screen Junkies. This was about 3 to 4 years ago, I think. Some allegations came out against him from this woman. She was on Twitter. Sexual assault allegations and blackmail and stuff like that. So sometime 2019, he decided to finally speak out. He was able to speak out. And he proved her wrong. Like, he brought out text messages and everything. Everything was consensual. She was aware of everything that was going on, the cheating and everything. He didn't force her to do anything because she was an intern. She worked for him. She was making it seem like because he was her boss, she was making him do these things. He showed text messages. None of that was the case. When she came out against him, he got fired from Screen Junkies. A lot of his friends stopped fucking with him. People went in on him on Twitter. I was one of those people that went in on him on Twitter. So when I just happened to be scrolling on YouTube and I saw this and I'm like, what is he talking about? I thought the situation was old. Let me check it out. And I saw it and was like, wow, that's fucked up. I don't even know if he ever saw it, but I went out of my way to DM him and say, hey, when these things came out, I was on her side, you know. I said these things, but after you coming out and showing your side of the story, I want to say I apologize and I support you. I don't support him anymore because he's a dickhead with a lot of shit that he says, but that's besides the point. The people who, his friends that disowned him, who were popular in the film critics industry, never spoke on the fact that he came out with this video proving he was innocent. His job never hired him back or spoke out on it. They never apologized or anything. So that goes to the apology is never as loud as the disrespect. And it's kind of annoying because it's the same thing that's happening with Johnny Depp right now. There's no reason Johnny Depp shouldn't be able to play his role in that Harry Potter film that's coming up. There's no reason for that. We see that he's innocent. But Amber Heard still has these roles. I don't understand. But you was about to say something, Jerron. Go ahead.
I was about to say that goes back to exactly what I said. Like, the apology is never allowed. It's a disrespect. And it's another, it's another actor. I forgot his name. He played Eazy-E in Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, yeah. He was Jason Mitchell.
And he was on a TV show. I don't remember the show because I wasn't watching it, but I know he had he was on that. He's on that, and he got fired from that off sexual assault allegations, and it was proven that the girl was lying. And
I never knew that it was proven she was lying.
Yep,
I never knew.
Yep, it was proven false, and now he's just an out of work actor because his name
was on the he was on the come up.
He was in everything. He was on shit left and right. And now, just like that, gone. So my thing with where T.I. does have the advantage though is he is so established and the type of fans that he has. I don't think of this if this is proven to be false, I don't think it'll hurt him as much as it does somebody that relies on a certain demographic of support, but it can still be very damaging. He can still lose. He can lose expeditiously behind this because he can lose all of his sponsors for expeditiously behind this. Does he even own expeditiously? Does he own that?
I'm not sure. Honestly, I'm not sure.
So
I
if he owns
like he
it,
does, but
if he owns it, he'll be fine. He just won't have a sponsorship behind it, but still, like, it can mess up some things he does. A lot of the endorsements he has, he's been in a lot more movies lately. That'll mess up his Hollywood career like that. That's probably already dead.
You know how this can work against him. T.I. has had a lot of cases of people speak out and call him misogynistic, and especially recently, a lot of things have come out, and it's going to start looking like, oh, well, it all makes sense now. Yeah. Even if it's not 100% true, those things that he's clearly done in the past that were true, and the things he said out of his own mouth, it's going to pile onto it.
Yep, you're right about that. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, he said some questionable things in the past, and it's honestly, I wouldn't even say as far as questionable, it's just a style of parenting that's more frowned upon in this era. He's got an old school mindset, and yeah. I don't disagree with most of the things he says, but some things don't need to be said, if I can say that. It's just like that's your household. You know, you parent how you want to parent. And I'm not one for telling other people how to raise their kids because I don't want nobody telling me how to raise my fucking kids. Okay?
And he has to realize that people know his daughter. Like, his daughter came out on Instagram and said that she wanted to do the Busted Challenge and put it on social media, but she didn't because she knew all she was going to get was jokes about the hymen and shit like that. And I'm like, damn, she can't even have fun on social media.
And she grown. Well, now she like 20 now. She
grown.
Yeah.
don't know, man. Hopefully this shit ain't true, but we can only wait to, you know, find out more details, and I'm pretty sure more details are going to come out eventually.
Yeah.
Apparently that the woman, Sabrina Peterson, the one that you said they had history with, she posted on Instagram that she took a lie detector test, and she posted, like, the results saying that, you know, she was telling the truth. Granted, we don't know what the lie detector test was for. As far as I know, we don't see the questions, but if she took a lie detector test about her situation and allegations, then it all came out true. But I can't imagine that someone sets up a fucking lie detector test 2 days later. Right. I don't know how lie detector tests work. I've never taken one, but I feel like they don't work that fast. I don't know, but
it just depends. Like, I had to take one. I had to take one for my job, and that's my job scheduling it. And it took like 3 days for me to get in. It's not, and the lie detector test is not a quick process.
Right.
They got to put all types of shit on you, blah blah blah, and it takes a couple hours. Like, it's not a wham bam type of thing. And I mean, it just, you have it set up, lie detector test. You post that, now you got the lie detector test ready 2 days later. That just don't sit right with me. It sound planned. But
you never know. Thing is, the fucked up part is, she could very well be lying, but they got those other women to come out who are probably telling the truth to come out and open up to her. Oh. But she's probably just doing it for clout, or she's lying. And then if it comes out that she's lying, it's going to look bad on those other women who are telling the truth. And then we're right back at square one. So, to be honest, it's fucked up for both parties. So, hopefully this shit gets resolved soon, regardless of who's telling the truth or not. But, yeah, that's it. That's everything. Damn, that got deeper than I thought it would. This nigga Derek high as fuck right now, boy.
I am, boy. I'm over here just lost listening to y'all. I'm not even gonna lie to you, boy. This, okay, so I ain't gonna flex. I bought this Moonrock pre-roll joint for my homeboy, but this shit got me stuck. I've just been sitting here, like, I feel like I'm listening to a podcast. Forget that I'm on a podcast.
I feel like me and Jerron in person doing the podcast. This nigga Derek is on the couch listening.
Oh, I'm just, hey, what you mean? Front row, center. Fuck you mean?
Nigga over there like, hell, them niggas speaking facts.
I was like, I'm over here like, these niggas spitting.
That's it for episode 19. Episode 20. We'll be back later this week. You know we're going to be talking about the Super Bowl. Go Chiefs.
Oh, I can't wait to get that shit.
I can wait. I can definitely wait. I don't even want to talk about it, but we ain't got a choice.
Can we just talk about the fact that Tom Brady is taking – he chose a team.
Man, let's
– now he's taking this team to the Super Bowl in their hometown, nigga.
Let's not.
Let's not do that. Oh, my God.
Let's not do that. Save it.
I've been waiting to tell my Tampa fans to shut the fuck up all year. These niggas have yet to shut the fuck up because these niggas keep winning. God damn.
Jesus. Fucking hate Tom Brady.
I got 100 on Chiefs. Reese. Won it.
I ain't making no bets. I'm not gambling. Not on this game against Tom Brady. Crazy. Anyway, Mind Reese podcast episode 19. Reese, Jerron, and Derek. We out. I need to get some rest.
Y'all be easy.
We all yawning in this bitch.
Peace out. Derek, a bitch.
I'm not going to say.
You a hoe. You a hoe. I already know. A hoe.